kogu Amazing Grace Tartu koguduse vennaskonnaga.
Käisime The whole brotherhood in Amazing Grace Tartu
went to England. Käisime sellisel külaskäigul siis Amazing Grace Inglismaa kogudusel.
We went to see the Amazing Grace Church in UK.
Ja siis natuke lühidalt jagaksin siis oma selliseid muljeid ja tundeid sellest
reisist. I'll just quickly share my sort of feelings and emotions from this trip.
No nagu tõite arvates see oli noh väga väga võimas aeg.
As you can imagine it was a super cool time.
Et kohe esimesel päeval oli hea võimalus nagu teenida siis oma vendi õdesid seal sellega et me koristasime siis T-side koguduse ruume.
The first time we got there we could serve everybody by cleaning the church building out there.
See oli nagu väga hea võimalus, et muidu tunneks ennast nagu turist ja niimoodi noh ebamugavalt ei tea mida teha.
Super nice because otherwise you would just feel like a tourist, you know, just like a spectator, but uncomfortable.
Sest samal ajal
not saime, if you do that.
Samal ajal me saime nagu juttu ajada ja jumalast rääkida. No see oli nagu väga hea osadus aega olles samal ajal nagu kasulikam.
And at the same time you could talk about Jesus and God and you know have fellowship even though you're doing something useful.
Kahel erineval päeval mul oli võimalus siis tunnistada erinevatele seltskondadele sellest mida Jeesus minu elus teinud on.
And two occasions I could share about what God had been doing in my life.
Siis jagasin neile seda lugu, kuidas poolteist aastat tagasi Jumal tervendas mind sellest piigutamise ja üle-üle vahtimise sellisest sundliigutusest, mis oli 25 aastat nagu täiesti välja ravimatult minul kaasas käinud.
And I was telling them the story about how God healed me from these nervous tics and like looking over my shoulders without my intent and how I had it for 25 years and it couldn't go any other way than God. 1.5 years ago.
Ja siis kuidas rada 61 läbi tehes ajah, see oligi nagu rada 61.
This was like part of Route 61 we did in Tartu Lister Church.
Ja siis jagasin seda algu ka, kuidas kuidas Jumal nagu aitas mul oma isale andestada siis kõike seda, mis oli lapsepõlvest tulnud temaks seoses minu kaasa, mis oli mind pannud teda täiesti vihkama lõpuks.
And I also had a chance to share about how I forgave my father for everything you had done, you know, in his childhood towards me that made me actually hate him in the end.
Et esimesel õhtul oli siis, me pidime minema selle Amazing Grace East Coast kogudusse siis nagu väike gruppi seda tunnistust jagama.
So the first night we went to the small group of Amazing Grace East Coast Church.
Kohale jõudes selgus, et seal oli mingi 30 inimest, maja oli täiesti täis.
This small group, there was over 30 people. This house was completely cramped up. You're famous there, brother.
Ja siis lõpuks selgus, et kogu päevakorra punkt oligi minu tunnistus.
And it came out that the whole, only you know, point on the agenda was Mel's testimony.
Et kõik tundus, et see läks inimestele väga korda ja nagu julgustus neid.
And they really received it well and it mattered for them.
Pärast saime mitme härra eest seal palvetada, kellel olid seljavalud ja siis rinnas.
And we had a chance to pray for a lot of these brothers there who had back pain and stuff like that.
Ja ühel vana härral kohe pärast palvetud, et ta ei tunne enam seljavalu. See oli jälle meile nagu selline julgustus.
And one of these guys said straight after, you know, the prayer, I can't feel the pain anymore.
Ja siis pühapäeval see T-Side koguduse pühapäeval teenistus oli ka väga võimas.
And we went to the T-Side church for Sunday meeting.
Seal sain ka tunnistada, seal oli nagu rohkem, veel rohkem inimesi.
And I had a chance to test it. Kui ma testin teile as well, there was more people there.
Ja, Jumal aitas mind natuke inglise keelega ka.
God helped me with my English.
Ja,
good.
Ja seal sellest teenistusest rääkides siis ka seal kuidagi juba see ülistuse ajal kuidagi kohe tundsin, kus nagu Jumal puudutas mind, et kõik oli nagu kuidagi nii
võimas. And already in this worship time there I really felt how God was touching me as well. It was quite powerful.
Ja, et see juba ülistuses seal ühes laulus, kus oli see, et kõik, mida sa oled minule nagu teinud, nagu Jeesus enne, et siis kuidagi see läks mulle, nii puudutas mind, et kui ma pärast seda laulu peaks hakkama tunnistama, siis ma ei suudaks veel rääkida.
There was one line in the worship songs that said like everything you have done for me, Jesus. And it really touched me to the point where I thought, oh no, if I have to give my testimony after this song, I won't be able to do it.
Sest ma nagu kuidagi nii kohe nagu elasin seda läpi, et tõesti, mida ta kõik on minule teinud.
It just became so real for me, everything that he had done for me at this, you know, until one point.
Ja oli siis hea võimalus nagu käia külase kohtuda erinevate nende Amazing Grace koguduse selliste võtme isikutega seal.
And it was very nice to go and visit some of the key people in this Amazing Grace movement.
Osas, et te neist olete näinud ja tunnete ka, et nagu Martin, Stewart, Tom, Andy, Tim.
Some of them you know and have met as well, Tom and Andy and Stewart and Martin, do you know him?
Ja kui ma mõtlen, et mis ma nagu seal tundsin, siis tõepoolest tekis selline tunne, et jah, me tõesti oleme üks sama kogudus.
And when I was there, the sense I get was that yes, we really are one church. Ja,
et need ühtsed põhimõtted, mis meid seovad ja need inimesed, nad tõesti nagu, nad mäletavad teie nime, siis nad küsivad teie kohta, et nad siiralt huvitavad, et tõesti tõeline ühtsust tunnen.
And it's like a real sense of unity, you know, not in just what we sort of, you know, value in the church, but also like a family. They were asking about people here by name and how you doing and how's it going. So we felt really united.
Ja selline vennaskonna tunne ka, meil oli seal mõned sellised kohtumised, kus me olime siis nagu seal Inglismaa vendadega koos.
And we had a couple of meetings where we were just with the brothers from England.
Ja põnev on ka see, et kuigi seal nagu tegime nalja ja kõik siis 80% ajast käis jutt ikkagi nagu jumalast, mingi teema, mis tuli vahele, mis nõudis kohest palvetamist. Ühesõnaga, et nagu selline lõbus aega vennad koos, aga tegelikult 80% ajast on tõuegi jumal nagu selles jutus.
And even though we were like just having like fellowship, you know, and just fun time together and laughing and joking, but still 80% of the time the talk conversation was like automatically about God, and or if something needed urgent prayer, we would just pray for it, and so it was just nice to see.
Ja mis oli väga julgustav, oli nii näha, et kuidas need inimesed tegelikult oma igapäevaste eludega on nii elavad nii Jeesuses nagu.
It was nice to see that, you know, in the everyday life this people, they were living in Jesus.
Et see ei ole ainult see, et nagu mingi teatud kord nädalates nagu on need koguduse seotud üritused, vaid nad tõesti nagu pidevalt selline Jumala tänamine, mingi palvetamine, julgustamine.
So it was just like constant. It wasn't only on the church meetings a few times a week, but it was the prayer and living for Jesus. It was like constant in the lives.
Et see oli väga julgustav. Ja mis
super nagu, encouraging.
Mis ma nagu tundsin, oligi see, et kuna selle nädalasel tripil olid võib-olla sellised paljud argiteemad olid nagu päevakorrast maas.
And because we were there for this almost a week and the most of the, you know, everyday life issues weren't bothering us.
Siis oli nagu tõeline selline intensiivne osadusaeg oma vendadega seal ja nagu Jumalaga.
So it was a very quite intense fellowship with the brothers there, but also with God.
Ja ma tundsin ennast täiesti nagu vaimulikult nagu paak täis tangitud.
So I really felt like spiritually my tank was full when I came back.
Nii et ma arvan, et kui me juunis läheme suurem kõrtskonna, siis me oleme seal veel kauem. Ma arvan, et teil kõigile, ma arvan, te saate sealt oma power laksu kätte.
I believe, you know, when we go with a little bit bigger group in June, you'll get the same power hit radio.
Aga viimasel ütleme, et just need tunnistuste tegemine, ma hetkel tunnen ka, et see on üks viis, kuidas ma saan nagu et seda lugu jagades, seda tervenemine lugu jagades ja seda andestumise lugu jagades nagu teinida Jumalat ja julgustada teisi ja see tuletab mulle endale ka nagu pidevalt meelde, mida tõesti nagu Jumal minu jaoks on teinud, see teeb nagu hästi tänulikuks.
And I feel like this this way of serving God by telling my testimony of how I got healed and of how I forgave my dad. It's like a real tool God can use to encourage other people, but also it reminds me of what he's done in my life. Amen. Well done, Mel. You translate now. Well done, Mel. You're awesome, brother. So it will be exciting to go everybody together to England soon. We're gonna just go to communion now. Because ultimately Jesus is here with us. And it doesn't matter if you're in England or in Estonia. If you come to the foot of the cross, and if you look upon what he did for you, you know, like Meelis was sharing, it's a life-changing experience. Because there's real answers for your life. So, you know, whatever you need, you get it from the cross. So, just gonna honor Jesus for what he did for us. Honor Jesus for what he did for us. And you know, remember him? We come to the table that Jesus has prepared for us. Where he doesn't just provide us with physical food, but he's going to give us everything we need for our life. So, in your heart now, come to Jesus. Let's go to his cross, which at the same time is his throne. Because of the cross, he is reigning on high now. So that's how we get everything we need in our lives. So why don't you start to speak to him in your heart now? You know, every sin or every darkness in your life, just confess it to him. Just say, look, I'm sorry, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. It cleanses me from all evil. And then, you know, that's all that takes. And then start to ask him what you need. What sort of spiritual food do you need? Do you need energy? Do you need hope? Do you need patience? Do you need faith or trust? Do you need some wisdom? Do you need some healing? It's all available to you at the cross. And believe you will receive it when you take part of Jesus now. So thank you, Lord, on the night that you were betrayed. You took the bread and you broke it. And you said, this is my body that will be broken for you. So every time you come together, eat this. In remembrance of me. Same way, he took the cup, he said, this is the new blood. This is my blood.
It's
the new covenant.
Uus leping.
That you are in now.
Ja milles te nüüd olete.
Which is that everything we need in Jesus is available to us.
Kõik, mida me vajame, on Jeesus meile kätte saada.
So why don't you, as you drink from this cup,
kui sa joodnud sellest klaasist,
just say thank you to Jesus
täna Jeesust.
For whatever you've said to him now in your heart.
Kõik, mis sa oled talle nüüd praegu oma südames öelnud.
Or whatever you asked for.
Mida sa oled palunud tänud.
Just say thank you.
Täna teda sellest.
Because you will receive it.
Sest sa saad selle.
In Jesus' name.
Jeesuse nime.
Thank you, Lord. What was I saying? Oh, notice this. Well, Kina, do you want to share a little bit about your plan for the first Wednesday of June?
Yeah. What date is it? The first Wednesday in June.
Kina jagab... Go, try to translate.
Kina jagab natuke, mis juuni esimesel kolmapäeval saab olema.
I mentioned the week about doing like a women's gospel event.
Varem rääksin nädalast, kus oleks siis naiste see evangeelne üritus siis.
So we'll do this on a Wednesday. So you can invite your non-Christian friends.
Et see on siis kolmapäeval ja siis võite kõiki oma mittekristlastest sõpru kutsuda.
Yeah, or you know, it's okay if they're Christians, but it's for the non-Christians.
Yeah, et võivad ka kristlased olla, aga siis nagu suunatud on see siis mittekristlaste.
So we'll come together, I'll get one of you to share a testimony.
Et keegi teist teeks seal siis tunnistust.
And I'll do like a short gospel message.
Ja mina teen evangeelse sükse...
And then after that, we'll just have some sort of time together, hang out, we'll start the sauna.
Pärast siis leidaks koos aega, et paneks sauna kütte.
And we can have some drinks and snacks and things.
Snacke ja jooka.
So when you invite your friends, you know, tell them all of that.
Et kui te kutsute sõprus, rääkige seda kõike.
Don't just say come for sauna night.
Ja ärge ainult öelge, et sauna õhtule tulge.
Because there might be a little bit shocked and they have to listen to the song.
Kui te võib-olla seal jutsin, hakkab siis see kõige ehmatav olla.
But I really have faith to do this.
Aga mul on tõesti usku seda teha.
And you know, let's invite all our friends and let's pray that they come.
Kutsume kõik oma sõbrad ja palvetame, et nad tuleks.
And if they don't come, that's okay.
Ja kui nad ei tule, siis on ka okei.
You know, but let's be bold and step out and invite them.
Aga et kutsume neid on.
Awesome. So it will be just, you know, super simple way of them meeting Jesus.
Et see on lihtsalt selline lihtne viis, kuidas Jeesust
like we did.
Nagu meie.
Another event we want to do as well.
Seda teist üritust tahame ka teha.
And this is probably the first time you'll hear about it.
Ja see on ilmselt esimene kord, kus sa sellest kuulete.
But we're thinking on the 15th of June.
Me mõtleme, et 15. juunil.
Which is a Saturday.
See on laupäev.
We want to do like a little bit of Meet Amazing Grace Church type of event.
Tää on siks üritused ja tule tutvuses Amazing Grace kogudusega.
And it's the same, you know, for people who want to just know what Amazing Grace Church is about.
See on ka nagu nendele inimestele, kes tahavad teada saada, mis see Amazing Grace endast kujutab.
So, you're very welcome to come, you know. And you're welcome to come on Sundays as well, but we'll tell you about what the Amazing Grace Church is.
Yeah. Tule alati, aga siis me räägime põhjalikult, mis see täpselt on, mis on Amazing Grace.
Meelis will share his testimony like he did in England.
Jah, meelis jagab välja, et oma tunnistust.
Because it's like some real sort of values for us.
Sest on mõned sellised väärtused meie jaoks.
And you know, Meelis's testimony really captures a lot of them.
Ja Meelis see tunnistus, sest puudutab ka päris mitmeid meid.
You know, like forgiveness.
Nagu andestus.
It's like so crucial in Christianity.
See on Kristuses nii nagu väga oluline.
But it's so often overlooked.
Aga sellest tihti kaadutakse üle.
And it's left to us as an option.
Jäätakse meile nagu võimalus.
But it's actually something that Jesus was very strict about.
Tegelikult miski, milles Jeesus oli tegelikult väga konkreetne.
And you know, we really believe that in real Christianity.
Tõesti usume, et tõelises Kristuses.
You know, lives change physically as well.
Elud muutuvad füüsiliselt ka.
And psychologically or, you know, whatever else is going on. So we want to do this event on the 15th of June. And I think what we'll do if the weather is nice, we'd like to have like a barbecue. 4 o'clock in the evening probably. And I'm hoping that some girls will put on some games for the kids. So when we are actually talking about the church and things, then you know,
kids can...
There is like we just finished this 12 values. Do you remember we did 12 values of Amazing Grace? So I think if we did a couple of events like this, maybe over the summer.
Et kui me teeksime siis selliseid üritusi paar tükki suve jooksul
nagu we could share these 12 values maybe 4 at a time or something
siis selle aja jooksul me saaksime seda 12 väärtust nagu nende pikemalt lahti rääkida
ja and it's just to really explain what we believe in Amazing Grace
siis tõesti nagu seletaks lahti milles me usume
and what we believe the church is our church is meant to do on this planet
ja mida me arvame et meie kogudus on mõeldud nagu siin maal tegema
so you hear our vision
et ühesõnaga siis inimesed kuulevad meie visiooni
And you know, some of you came to this event in the library ages ago.
Osates käisid seal ülikooli raamatukogus.
So just to introduce our church and
enne kui kogudus algas, et seal
So same, it's open for anybody who wants to come.
See on avatud kõigile, kes tahavad tulla.
Your Christian and non-Christian friends as well.
Kristlastest ja mittekristlastest sõbrad.
Okay, how does that sound? Should we do it? Okay. Let's make a Facebook event and invite people in there.
It would because it's summertime and people have many plans and then it's they can
remember.
Maybe remember it.
Let's do it. And let's make a big noise out of it and let's you think how we can make everything you know barbecue needs to be the best barbecue of this summer in Estonia. So, you know what I mean. Anyway, praise God. Well, we're gonna start with a really cool new series today, or you know, a couple of next Sundays. We're gonna talk about.
Me alustame sellist uut ägedat seeriat, mis kestab mitu pühapäeva.
About the Lamb of God.
Jumala tallest.
You know, like we were singing, "Worthy is the Lamb."
Nagu me laulsime, et väärt on ohvri tall.
And the Lamb of God, it's Jesus, isn't it?
Jumala tall on Jeesus.
But the awesome news is that we are lambs of God as well.
Aga hea uudis on see, et me oleme ka Jumala talled.
So, let's pray.
Palvetame.
Holy Spirit,
Püha Vaim.
We just ask you now
me palume siin nüüd,
that you would come.
Et sa tuleksid.
And speak to our hearts.
Ja räägiksid meie südametesse.
And reveal Jesus to us.
Ja ilmutaksid Jeesust meile.
So that we can get a better sense of who you are.
Et me saaksime paremat aimu, kes sa oled.
And therefore better sense of who we are.
Ja seega parema tunnetuse, kes meie oleme.
So Lord, we just give this morning to you and
Issam, me annan selle hommiku sünju kätte.
And we're really excited about what you're going to do.
Ma olen väga elevil sellest, mida sa teed.
Amen.
Amen.
Very cool. So I'm going to read a bit from the Bible. Do you want to grab the big, massive Estonian Bible? You know, Jesus is mentioned as the Lamb of God many times in the Bible.
Biiblis on Jeesust kui Jumala talle mainitud paljudes kohtades.
Matthew 3. And in different ways, in different ways as well. And you know, he's the lamb that was slain.
Tema oli see tal, kes
was killed
hukati.
Before the foundations of the earth were set, before the world was created.
Enne kui maailm loodi.
You know, he's the substitute for our sin.
Tema meie patude lunast.
He's, you know, he was silent in front of the people who were accusing him.
Ta vaikis nende inimestes, kes teda süüdistasid.
And, but he was also very obedient.
Aga ta oli ka väga
kuulekas.
Kuulekas.
And really simple.
Ja väga lihtne.
That's what we're going to talk about today.
Sellest me täna hakkame rääkima.
Jesus as a simple and obedient lamb.
Jeesus nagu lihtne ja kuulekas lammas. Tal.
You know, when John the Baptist was starting his ministry.
Kui Risti ja Johannes alustas oma teenistust.
And he saw Jesus coming.
Ja ta nägi Jeesus tulemas.
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
Siis ta ütles, et
vaata
Jumala talme.
Who will take away the sin of the world.
Kes võtab maailma patud ära endale.
Anyway, let's read from Matthew 3.
Loeme Matteuse evangeeliumi kolmas peatükk.
And verse 13. Until 17, I'll just read it first. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me." But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God ascending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
Siis tuli Jeesus Galileast Jordani äärde, et lasta ennast Johannesel ristida. Aga Johannes püüdis teda igati keelata. "Mul on vaja lasta ennast sinul ristida ja sina tuleb minu juurde." Jeesus aga kostis talle, "Olgu pealegi, sest nõnda on meile kohane täita kõike õigust." Siis Johannes andis talle järele. Kui nüüd Jeesus oli ristitud, tuli ta kohe eest välja ja vaata, taevad avanesid ja ta nägi, kuidas Jumala vaim laskus otse kui tuvi ja tuli tema peale. Ja enne hääl taevast ütles, "See on minu armas poeg, kellest mul on hea meel."
This is an absolute awesome story.
See on üks väga äge lugu.
John had the same reaction that most of us would have, didn't he?
Johannesel oli sama reaktsioon, nagu enamus meist oleks.
He knew who Jesus was, you see.
Ta teadis, kes Jeesus on.
He said before.
Ta ütles enne.
That I am here to baptize with you in water.
Et mina olen siin, et teid ristada veega.
But he who comes after me.
Aga see, kes tuleb pärast mind.
He is mightier than I am.
Tema on võimsem kui mina olen.
And he will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire.
Ja tema ristib teid püha vaimu ja tulega.
And you know, the Gospel of John says that when he saw Jesus coming.
Ja Johannese evangeelium ütleb, et kui ta nägi Jeesus tulemas.
He said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
Siis ta ütles, et
"Look, this is the Lamb of God."
Jumala tall tuleb.
He will take away the sin of the world.
Tema võtab maailma patud ära.
So when Jesus was in this queue.
Et kui Jeesus oli seal järjekorras.
Of John baptizing all these hundreds and thousands of people.
Kus Johannes siis sadu ja tuhandeid inimesi ristis.
He knew that Jesus was coming.
Ta teadis, et Jeesus tuleb.
He knew who he was.
Ta teadis, kes ta on.
And when finally Jesus, when finally he got to him.
Ja viimaks, kui Jeesus jõudis temani.
John had this reaction that any of us would have.
Siis Johannes oli sama reaktsioon, mida igal ühel meist oleks.
You want me to baptize you?
Sa tahad, et mina sind ristiks.
You know, Jesus, he actually did not need to be in this queue.
Jeesus tegelikult ei oleks pidanud selle järjekorras olema.
Because what was asked of John to do by God.
Sest mida Jumal oli palunud Johannesel teha.
Was to proclaim this message of repentance.
Siis kuulutada seda patukajatsuse sõnumid.
And you know, and said baptize them so that their sins could be forgiven. And you know, it's amazing how significant actually John's ministry was. If you read how widespread it was. And how all of these people of Israel were coming to him. It was like a proper revival, you know. People were confessing their sins. Which is, you know, powerful moment. Only reason that John looks so small.
Ainus põhjus, miks see Johannes paistab nii väike välja.
It's because he's standing next to Jesus.
And sellepärast, et ta on teenib nagu Jeesusega külgkülja kõrval.
You know, Martin always says that all the stars in the sky disappear when the sun comes up.
Martin alati ütleb, et kõik tähed taevas kaovad, kui päike välja tulub.
It's the same here. The only reason that, you know, John seems so small.
Et sama on siin, et ainus põhjus, miks Johannes tundub nii väike siin.
Because he's standing next to Jesus.
Sellepärast, et ta seisab Jeesuse
the kõrval. Sun.
Et see Jeesus on nagu päike.
But here is Jesus in the same queue.
Aga siin on siis Jeesus sest samas järjekorras.
With sinners.
Patus tähetega.
With prostitutes.
Prostituutidega.
Tax collectors.
Maksukogujatega.
And soldiers.
Sõduritega.
And he's here, you know, all of these people are confessing their sins.
Kõik need inimesed tunnistavad oma patte üles.
No, sorry, Lord.
No, andeks.
I've sinned against you again.
Jälle patustasin sinu vastu.
I've done this and that and the other.
Ma olen seda ja teist teinud.
And you know, when Jesus comes to this place,
ja kui Jeesus jõuab sinna kohta,
he's got nothing to say.
Tal ei ole midagi öelda.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Ta ei ole midagi valesti teinud.
But for some reason he's in the queue.
Aga mingil põhjusel on ta selles järjekorras.
And then John says, where do you want me to baptize you? You should baptize me.
Siis Johannes, miks sina tahad, et mina siin ristis sina?
I'm still a sinner.
Mina olen ikka veel patuna.
I need what you have.
Mul on vaja seda, mis sinul on.
Jesus says, look, for now let's do what is right.
Ja Jeesus ütleb, et teeme nii, nagu on ette nähtud.
Basically saying, God needs me to be in this queue.
Ja põhimõtteliselt ta ütles sellega, et Jumal tahab, et ma oleksin selles järjekorras.
This is the righteousness.
See on õige.
Because he really became the savior of the sinners, didn't he?
Sest ta tõesti sai patustajate päästjaks.
He wasn't judging us from heaven.
Ta ei mõistnud meie ole kohut nagu taevast.
He actually came down and became one of us.
Ta tuli alla ja oli meie hulgas.
He would stand next to the sinner.
Ta seisis patustajate kõrval.
And he would help him out from there.
Ja ta aitas neid sealt välja.
So anyway, he's in this queue.
Ta oli selles järjekorras.
And he let himself be baptized by
John. Johannes.
This is a really amazing place for him to be.
See on tõeliselt ämmastav koht tema jaoks, kus olla.
Jesus was living a really simple life.
Jeesus elas väga lihtsalt elu.
You don't hear him a lot about him actually until this point of his life.
Kuni selle hetkeni tema elus ei kuula sa temast eriti midagi.
He probably was a carpenter.
Ta ilmselt oli see puus.
Because his father was,
or
Joseph anyway.
Joseph.
There's one story of him in the temple as a 12-year-old.
Üks lugu on sellest, kuidas 12 aastasena templis oli.
But that's pretty much it.
Aga see ongi enam-vähem kõik.
He wasn't trying to make a name for himself.
Ta ei püüdnud endale nimele.
He wasn't trying to become somehow, you know, popular or known.
Ta ei püüdnud populaarseks ega tuntuks kuidagi saada.
He lived a really simple life.
Elas väga lihtsalt elu.
Until that point.
Kui selle hetkeni.
And from then onwards as well.
Ja sealt edasi ka tegelikult.
There is, you know, David Wilkerson. David Wilkerson.
David Wilkerson.
Some of us are reading this book for the A61.
Mõned on neist A61 raamist tema raamatud lugenud.
So if you got the book, you need to read it fast.
Kui sul on see raamatud vaja lõppu.
Because there's others who want to read it.
Teised taas.
It's an amazing story of this incredible man of God.
See on võimas lugu sellest hämmastavast Jumala mehest.
But, and I'll tell you soon about him if you don't know.
Ma räägin temast varsti rohkem, kui ei tea.
But it's amazing how it all started. He was a pastor.
Hämmastu, kuidas kõik algas, et oli pastor.
In this type of amazing, this type of Pentecost church.
Pentecosti kirkus.
And she was a small church.
See oli väike kogudus.
In America, in Ameris. Pennsylvania somewhere.
Pennsylvanias.
And he had this nice life, a wife and three kids.
Tal oli naine ja kolm last.
Pretty much nice routine.
Mõnus suga rutiin.
You know, the wheels were going.
Rattad veerid.
Life was going on. Until he met the Lord.
Kui ta kohtus Jumalat.
And felt quite convicted about his life.
Tundis nagu ennast oma elu suhtes üsna ennast kuidagi süüdi.
Yeah, in one aspect.
Ühes asjaolus.
Which is really, really challenging for us today, actually.
Mis on aga tänapäeval meil kõigile üsna väljakutse.
You know, I almost didn't want to share this story because it's so challenging to me.
Ma tahan seda lugu juba sellepärast jagada, et see on minu üks väljakutse.
Every night he was watching TV.
Igal õhtul vaatas telekat.
Like me, pretty much, no. Sometimes, most nights. anyway, and God spoke to him.
Ja Jumal rääkis temaga.
Why don't you pray instead?
Miks sa ei kasutaks seda aega hoopis palletamiseks?
So he was radical.
Siis ta oli üsna radikaalne.
He sold his TV.
Ta müüs oma teleka ära.
And he said like every night from 10 to 12.
Ja igal õhtul 10-st 12.
I'm going to pray instead.
Ma selle asemel hoopis hakkan palletama.
I mean, that is revival.
See on ärkamine.
It's personal revival. See
on isiklik ärkamine.
When you realize that the things of God.
Ja sa saad aru, et... Jumala asjad.
Are more important than the things of this world.
On tähtsamad selle maailma asjadest.
And it's a big step actually.
See on tegelikult suur samm.
But it's a step into a simple life.
Aga see on samm lihtsamasse ellu.
Where you forsake a lot of these things that this world has.
Kus sa nagu annad ära paljud asjad, mis on selle maailma pakkuda.
Which is quite powerful is David Wilkerson.
David Wilkerson.
His son actually has written a book about his life as well.
Tema poeg on ka temast raamatu kirjutanud.
And he said like in the 50s.
50-ndatel.
When the TVs were just appearing, you know.
Kus telekad alles ilmusid.
He said that God showed him.
Jumal näitas talle.
There was these little black boxes on top of the TVs.
Seal teleka peal oli sellised mustad karbid.
In the future.
Tulevikus.
That would, you know, pump all sorts of evil into these TVs.
Mis sellest telekas igasugu õelust siis pumpa.
You know, pornography and everything else.
Pornograafia ja kõik muu.
And, you know, this was years before all these cable TVs and things happened.
See oli aastaid enne, kui need kaabel TV-d ja asjad tekisid.
But he saw it.
Aga ta nägi seda ette.
As a thing of this world.
Nagu selle maailma.
That has a lot of power in human lives.
Millel on inim eludele suur mõju.
And how it actually puts evil straight into our home.
Mis paneb kõik selle kurjuse otsa meie kodudesse.
Every single TV pretty much has a little black box next to it, doesn't it? No.
Tänapäeval igal telekal on must.
But things have gotten even worse.
Aga asjad on läinud isegi hullemaks.
You have pornography in your pocket, you know.
Nüüd on pornograafiaga taskus.
And all sorts of different things that sort of take over your life.
Ja paljud erinevad asjad, mis võtavad see elu nagu üle.
It's a god of this world.
See on selle maailma jumal.
It's a god of this world that 99% of the world population pretty much worship, isn't it?
Mida 99% maailma elanikkonnast nagu ülistab.
And even though technology
kuigi tehnoloogia
it's really useful for us and it helps us
meile väga kasulik ja aitab
meid it's almost like an idol as well
on see samas ka nagu
how you worship it
idol et me nagu ülistame
you know why it's an idol
miks ta on nagu idol
it's because for the time and energy and effort you put into it
selle aja ja jõupingutuse mis sa kõik sinna sisse paned
to use all this technology
kõike seda kasutada
you actually don't get much in return
sa eriti nagu midagi tegelikult
how is it that you know this day and age how is it that today
kuidas saab olla täna
when there's facebook
kui on facebook
which main purpose is to connect with you all your friends
mille põhieesmärk peaks olema kõikide sinu sõpru sinuga nagu ühenduses või
and so you know that how everybody is doing and how it's going for them
et sa teaksid kuidas igal ühel neist läheb
people are more depressed
inimesed on rohkem depressioonis.
They're more lonely.
Nad on rohkem üksikud.
They feel sad inside.
Nad tunnevad siis sees kurgust.
More than before.
Rohkem kui varem.
More than Facebook, before Facebook.
Rohkem kui enne Facebooki.
And you know, it's like, it creates excitement.
See tekitab sellest elevust.
But it doesn't produce anything in you.
Aga ta ei tooda sulle midagi.
When our God produces joy.
Kui meie Jumal
and gladness.
Loob meile rõõmu ja...
And unity among brothers and sisters.
Ja sellest ühtsust tunnet vendade ja õdede.
The God of this world doesn't.
Selle maailma Jumal seda ei tee.
It creates separation.
Ta loob sadness, eraldatust, kurgust.
Loneliness.
Üksindust.
And that's the point of it, you see.
See on selle mõte.
It's to distract us from the real God.
Et meist, selle eesmärk ongi meid tõelisest Jumalast eraldada.
And push all this information at us.
Ja lihtsalt paisata kogu see info meie peale.
A lot of evil stuff.
Palju kurja asja.
A lot of, you know, emotional things that affect us.
Palju emotsionaalseid asju, mis meid mõjutavad.
So that we don't see the God in our lives.
Et me ei näe enam Jumalat oma eludes.
So, a lot of guys in Amazing Grace Church, they have super simple phones.
Paljudel meestel, ainult meestel.
Yeah, usually girls don't struggle with pornography so much.
Paljudel meestel on Amazing Grace'is super lihtsalt telefonid, nupu tele.
Some girls do, obviously, struggle with pornography.
Mõned naised ka siis maadlevad pornograafia.
But, you know, my brother, he has like one of these Nokias, old Nokias, you know.
Minu vennal on üks nendest vanadest Nokiatest.
Massive buttons.
Suurte nupudega.
And he was doing like a youth group.
Ta tegi üks noorte gruppi.
Everybody has a massive smartphone.
Kõikidel lastel on sellised suured nutitelefonid.
And, you know, 12-year-old kids, you know.
12 aastaselt lapsed.
It's actually a sad story, so...
See on tegelikult kurv lugu.
They were all like mocking him. Look at your phone, you know.
Nad kõik naersid, et...
Are you from like last century or what is going on?
See on mingi eelmiselt sajandist või mis toimub.
And then Lauri, one of the guys said...
Siis Lauri üks kutidest ütles...
Said, well, you should have one as well if you watch porno on this one.
Sul peaks ka üks selline olema, kui sa...
If you look at wrong things on your phone...
Sa vaatad valesid asja on telefonis.
Everybody went silent.
Kõik jäid vaikseks.
This shows you... It's such evil temptation in our pockets, you know.
See näitab, et see on tõeliselt ühel kiusatus sinu taskus.
God of this world.
Selle maailma Jumal.
It's important that we know and recognize this.
See on oluline, et me teame ja tunneme selle ära.
And we laugh at the God of this world.
Ja me naerame selle maailma.
We can use it.
Me võime seda kasutada.
By the grace of God.
Aga Jumala heaks.
By the grace of God we can use it.
Jumala armust.
If it's not an idol.
Kui ta ei ole nagu iidol.
If it's an idol, get rid of it.
Kui ta on sinu iidol, siis vabane selles.
Sell your TV.
Müü oma telekas ära.
And your phone.
Ja on telefon.
Disconnect yourself from internet and whatever else you need to do, you know.
Lülita ennast internetist välja ja...
To live a simple life.
Et elada lihtsalt.
That's the point. So that you can hear God.
Et sa kuuleksid Jumalat.
So that you can understand what he's asking of you.
Et sa saaksid aru, mida ta sinult palub.
This is what... David Wilkerson did.
Seda David Wilkerson tegi.
He would pray every night instead.
Ta hakkas selle asemel.
What a challenge for us. Try to pray every day for 2 hours.
Milline väljakutse meie jaoks, katsu iga õhtu 2 tundi palvetada.
Try to pray for 1 hour.
Proovi iga see 1 tund palvetada.
Try to pray for 5 minutes straight every day.
Püüa iga päev 5 minutit järjest palvetada.
It's a big challenge.
See on suur väljakutse.
But anyway, he did it.
Aga ta tegi seda.
And what... followed is something that really changed the whole world.
Ja mis järgnes sellele, tõesti muutis kogu maailma.
I'll just tell you the story because it's absolutely out of this world.
Räägid seda lugu, sest on täiesti sellest maailmast nagu väljas.
You see, the point is you live a simple life so you can hear God's voice.
Ja kui sa elad lihtsalt elu, sa kuuled Jumala häält.
Jesus said,
Jeesus ütles,
I am the good shepherd.
Et mina olen hea karjane.
John chapter 10 something.
Johannes peade 10
He said my sheep.
Ots minu talled.
So we are his sheep.
Me oleme tema talled.
And he is the sheep.
Ja tema on
the main sheep.
Põhi tall.
The chief sheep.
Pea tall.
And he showed us how to be a good sheep, yeah.
Ta näitas meile kuidas olla hea.
He said my sheep know my voice.
Ja tall. Ots head lambad kuulevad minu häält.
And they follow me.
Ja järgnevad mulle.
So we need to hear his voice,
et me peame tema häält
so we could be obedient.
Et me võiksime olla kuulekad.
Simple life, yeah?
Lihtsalt elu.
But anyway, David Wilkerson. So, one time,
ükskord,
he was, after he'd done this praying time for a while,
David Wilkerson, kui ta oli selle oma palve ära teinud,
he opens this magazine.
Ta avab ühe ajale.
And he says, sees there is an article about these seven young men, young boys, who are on trial for murder. Because there was, they had killed a guy. They had beat him to death. A young boy actually.
Noore poisi tegelikult.
And David was reading this article weeping.
David luges seda artiklit ja nutis.
He wasn't so shocked about the guy who had died.
Ta oli nii šokis, et
He wasn't shocked about the fact that this guy had died.
Ta ei olnud šokeeritud mitte niivõrd sellest, et see poiss oli surnud.
But when he was looking at the eyes of these seven boys who were involved in it.
Vaid kui ta vaatas selle seitsme asjaga seotud poisi.
He saw such hatred and loneliness in their eyes.
Ta nägi seal sellist vihkamist ja üksindust.
He was moved to his core.
Ta oli täiesti liigutatud sellest.
And he's like, I need to do something.
Ja mõtles, et ma pean midagi tegema.
And, you know, God actually caught his attention.
Jumal sai nagu tema tähelepanu.
He didn't know what to do.
Ta ei teadnud, mida ta võib tegema.
But he was moved.
Aga ta oli liigutatud.
So he tells his wife eventually.
Nii ta lõpuks ütleb oma naise.
Look, I'm gonna go to New York.
Et vaata, ma lähen nüüd New Yorki.
I don't know why.
Ma ei tea miks.
But I have to go.
Aga ma pean minema.
So he takes his youth pastor from his church and drive off.
Siis ta võtab on selle noorte pastori kirikust ja sõidab.
And they get to New York.
Jõuab New Yorki.
And they call this, you know, advocate who's on the article to deal with their case.
Siis nad helistavad selle advokaadile, kes selle artiklis oli mainitud, kes tegeleb selle juhtumiga.
And he says, well, if you want to see these boys,
vastab, et kui sa tahad neid poissi näha,
you need to speak to the judge. He can only give you the permission.
Siis sa pead kohtuniku poole pöörma, siis tema saab selle loa anda.
So basically, he said, okay, well, I'll try.
Siis ta mõtleb, et okay, siis ma üritan.
But only way to see the judge was to go to the trial.
Aga ainult, kus kohtuniku näha oli minna sinna kohtu istungile.
And, you know, they sat down and they see this trial going on.
Ta läheb sinna sisse istud maa, näeb seda istungit toimumus.
And he realizes the only way to speak to him is
saab aru, et ainus viis kohtunikuga rääkida on.
If he goes up to him after this hearing.
Kui ta pärast seda istungit läheb nagu selle kohtuniku juurde, sinna üles.
So he stands up and starts to walk, you know.
Siis tõuseb püsti ja hakkab sinna kohtuniku poole minema.
And he says, you know, judge, can I have a word?
Ta ütleb, et kohtunikas ma võiksin teiega rääkida.
But the judge just reactions says to the cards, get him out of here.
Aga kohtuniku reaktsioon on üldse turvamist, et visake ta välja siit.
You see, he thought he was one of the gang members. And the guards grab him and drag him out of the courtroom. And all the news reporters, instead of taking photos of this kid, start to take photos of him.
Kõik reporterid ajakirjanikud selle asemel pildistada neid poisse pildistavad nüüd hoopis David Wilkerson.
And he holds his Bible up.
Ta tõstab oma piibli niimoodi üles.
And you know, then they would write on all the newspapers about this priest was taken out of the courtroom by these guards.
Siis kõik ajalehed kirjutavad sellest, kuidas kohtuistungilt visati preester välja.
He goes back home.
Ta läheb tagasi oma koju.
Feels like a complete failure.
Tunneb ennast täiesti läbi kukkunud.
His church people are like, what are you doing?
Kiriku need liikmed, koguduse liikmed.
You've like humiliated yourself publicly.
Süüdistavad teda ka, et nad tegid ennast avalikult.
Like all these papers writing about you. And he's like absolutely confused. God, what do you want me to do? And broken, you know. Trying to follow the Holy Spirit. But next week he got the courage to go back to New York. He takes his youth pastor and drives off. Calls the attorney again. Says, look, I want to see these boys.
Ütleb, et kuule, ma tahan neid poisse näha.
I want to speak to them.
Ma tahan nendega rääkida.
He says, the attorney says, well, the only way you can see them is if you get permission from all of their parents.
Sest saab vastuseks, et ainus viis on saada kõikidelt nende poiste vanematelt nõusolekut.
So he's like, okay, what are the names?
Ja siis küsib, mis nende nimed on.
And, you know, the attorney hung up on him. He's like, what do I do? So he goes back to the little article he read about this boys. He finds out that the main leader of this boys was called Luis Alvarez. So he's right, I'm gonna open the phone book. Starts to call all of the Alvarez families. You know, none of them obviously have a son who is in the murder trial. And he's running out of his little coins that he would have to put in the phone booth. He was running out of the coins. And he's got 150 left to go. So he comes out of this phone booth. Says to God, look God. You know, I don't know what to do.
Ma ei tea, mida teha.
If you want me to help this boys, then you have to make a way. So he's like, right, I'm gonna drive to this Hispanic area of New York.
New Yorki sellesse Hispaania nagu sellesse linnas.
And he's like, God, gets there and doesn't know where to go.
Jõuab sinna, aga ei tea, kuhu
täpselt. He's driving around.
Sõidab seal ringi.
He finds the first empty spot
leiab
where he could park his car.
Esimese vaba võimaliku parkimiskoha.
Gets out of his car.
Tuleb autost välja.
And asks this, you know, persons walking on the street.
Ja küsin nende inimestelt, kes seal jalutavad.
Do you know where Luis Alvarez lives?
Kas te teate, kus Luis Alvarez elab?
Yeah, he lives in this house.
Vastuses tead, elab siin selles.
Yeah, fourth floor.
Neljas korrus.
So David's like, thank you, Jesus. Runs up the stairs.
Läheb trepist üles.
You know, knocks on the door.
Koputab ukse.
And this man opens it.
Mees avab selle.
And David asks, are you the family of this Luis Alvarez?
David küsib, kas sa oled Luis Alvarez või perega?
From the murder trial.
He
says, yeah, we are.
Yeah, me oleme.
So glad that you're here.
Nii hea, et sa siin.
We have been praying.
Et me oleme palvetanud.
That we could meet with you.
Et me saaksime sinuga kokku.
The preacher who cared about our boys.
Selle preestriga, kes meie poiste hoolib.
Anyway, he gets the names of all these parents.
Ta saab sealt vanemat, et kõik, keda poiste nimed.
And he gets all these permissions.
Ja saab lõpuks ka kõikide nende vanemate nõusolekud.
And he goes sees this boys at this trial.
Ja läheb neid poisse nägema seal kohtumisel.
But which was the most amazing bit.
Aga mis oli kõige hämmastavam?
You know, he realized that he can help these seven boys.
Ta sai aru, et ta saab neid seitset poissi
aidata. Just to encourage them.
Lihtsalt neid julgustada.
But God had some other plans in mind for him.
Mingid as well. Plaanid veel.
You know, he was walking down the streets that are broken by, drug addiction and when these gangs of New York started to develop. Everybody's recognizing him. Yo, preach! And he realized that God wanted him not to help only these seven, but all of these kids.
Sest ta sai aru, et Jumal ei taha mitte ainult, et ta seda seitset poissi aitaks, vaid kõiki neid tänava poissi.
And he found out there was two big gangs of youth.
Ja ta avastas, et on kaks suurt gängi seal tänavatel.
One was called the Mauaus.
Üks olid need Mauaus.
And the other one was called the Chaplains.
Teised olid need...
Who were like fighting each other.
Kes võitlesid üksteisega.
And he knew that they all went to the school.
Ta teadis, et nad kõik käisid koolis.
And he wanted to meet the bosses of these the presidents of these clans,
Tahtis nende gängide presidentidega kokku saada.
So he would stay on the corner of this street where the school was at.
Siis ta seisis sinna tänava nurgale, kus ma
where the school was at.
Kus see kool oli.
And when the kids were coming out of the school.
Ja kui lapsed tulid koolist välja.
He got somebody to blast the trumpet.
Ta sai kellega, kes mängis trompetit.
And there was hundreds of kids.
Ja sajad lapsed.
Who gathered there.
Kes kogunesid siis uudisinust sinna ümber.
And he tried to speak to them.
Ja ta püüdis nendega rääkida.
But you know, they're just like, hey, preach.
Ja need olid nagu lihtsalt jõu preester.
Making fun of him a little bit.
Tegid natuke tema.
Like they are.
Nagu mei.
But like they would.
Nagu
but he thought like, I need to speak to these kids.
Aga David mõtles, et ma pean nende poistega, lastega rääkida.
And he didn't know what else to do.
Ja ta ei tea, osan midagi muuta.
Just closed his eyes.
Sulges silmad.
Crossed his hands, you know.
Ristas käed.
And started praying.
Ja hakkas palvetama.
Quietly.
Vaikselt.
Took about 5 minutes.
Läks umbes 5 minutit.
But everybody was quiet.
Aga kõik jäid vaikseks.
everybody was so moved by what he was doing. And he said, I'd like to meet the presidents of these gangs.
Kohtuda nende gängide presidentidega.
And shake your hand.
Ja teie kätt suruda, nende kätt suruda.
And basically one of these guys came.
Ja siis üks nendest kuttidest tuli siis.
With his vice president.
Juurde, kes oli see ase president.
And then the other gang, you know, they shout to this other gang president.
Ja hüüab teise gängi presidendile.
Some of the gang members were shouting.
Mõned gängi liikmetest hüüdsid.
So what is it, Israel?
Et mis lahti on Iisrael.
Are you afraid to go and meet this skinny little pastor?
Kas sa kardad minna ja seda kondist pastorit nagu kohata?
And he gets up and goes and talks to him.
Siis see tõudab ka püsti ja läheb temaga rääkima.
And David starts to speak with them.
David hakkab nendega rääkima.
And Israel.
Israel, oli see nimi.
He finally says, I want more of this Jesus you talk about.
Ütleb lõpuks, et ma tahan sellest Jeesusest rohkem teada seda, kellest sa räägid.
And there in front of all of these people.
Ja siis kõigi nende inimeste ees.
He puts his knees down.
Paneb oma põlved maha.
And these other two guys.
Ja need teised kaks kutsu.
From the opposite gang.
Teid vastas gangist.
Put their knees down.
Paneb ka oma põlved maha.
And David is sharing to them about the love of God.
Ja David räägib neile Jumala armastusest.
And about forgiveness.
Ja andestusest.
And you know what followed this is an amazing story.
Ja mis sellele järgnes on lihtsalt hämmastav lugu.
David's son said in his book
Davidi poeg oma raamatus räägib
that David through his organization called Teen Challenge
David lõi selle organisatsiooni teismeliste väljakutse
yeah
Teen Challenge
which is the first ever actually successful drug rehabilitation program in the world.
See on esimene edukas narkosõltuvuse vastane programm üldse.
And it's all over the world now.
Ja nüüd on üle maailma.
Helping lots of drug addicts.
Mis aitab paljusid narkosõltuvusi.
But you see how important it is to be able to follow Jesus and what he shares.
Aga näed, kui oluline on järgneda Jeesusele.
And be obedient.
Ja olla kuulekas.
And listen to the Holy Spirit.
Kuulata püha vaimu.
Jesus was obedient like that.
Jeesus oli ka sama kuulekas.
I just finished with this.
Ma lõpetan sellega.
You know, a voice from the heaven said,
Hääl taevast ütles,
This is my beloved son.
See on minu armastatud poeg.
With whom I am well pleased.
Kellest mul on hea meel.
You know, Jesus was so adored by his father.
Jeesus oli nii imetletud oma isa poolt.
And the Holy Spirit fell on him.
Ja püha vaim langes ta peale.
You could imagine the Holy Spirit coming down like a little dove.
Sa võid kujutada ette püha vaimu alla tulemas nagu tuvi.
But a dove is gentle.
Aga tuvi on selline õrn.
As a lamb is gentle.
Nagu tall on õrn.
If you were a little, you know, crocodile. If you were a little crocodile.
Kui sa oleksid nagu krokodil.
Crawling around.
Roomaksid ringi.
There's not many doves landing on you.
Siis sinu peale väga neid tuvisid ei langeks.
But when you are gentle.
Aga kui sa oled õrn.
Simple and obedient.
Lihtne ja kuulekas.
The Holy Spirit can come on you.
Siis püha vaim saab tulla su peale.
And stay on you.
Ja jääda sinu peale.
That's pretty much the only way actually.
See on põhimõtteliselt ainus viis.
Is when we are like Jesus.
Kui me oleme nagu Jeesus.
And we desire to be more like him.
Ja me ihkame rohkem tema moodi olla.
And it's interesting, like, Jesus is not just the Lamb of God.
Ja on huvitav, Jeesus ei ole ainult Jumala tall.
He is also the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Ta on ka Juuda rahva suurvaru.
Lion.
Lõvi.
Lõvi. You know, it's just a little image, like, Holy Spirit is a fire, isn't it?
Püha vaim on nagu tuli, on ju.
And if you put lots of fire on this little lamb.
Kui sa paned palju tuld selle talle peale.
It looks like a lion, doesn't it?
See näeb palju nagu lõvi.
It's the Holy Spirit that makes us into a lion.
Püha vaim saab muuta meid lõvideks.
Jesus was a lion, conquering, you know.
Ja Jeesus oli lõvi.
And casting out demons.
Ajas teemaneid.
Healing sick.
Ravits.
Preaching the gospel.
jutustas evangeelium.
But he was like a lamb.
Aga ta oli nagu talv.
And the Holy Spirit comes gently on a lamb.
Ja tule vaim tuleb õrnata talle peale.
One last scripture for you in Hebrews.
Viimane kirja koht.
Well, I just say it says in Hebrews 1:9. Because about Jesus, because you have hated wickedness and evil. Evil. And you have loved righteousness. You have loved righteousness.
Justice.
You have loved righteousness. Therefore, God. Your God has anointed you with the joy of, with the oil of joy. More than your companions. Jesus was a happy lamb.
Jesus oli õnnelik talv.
Because he was a simple lamb.
Sest ta oli lihtne talv.
Because he loved evil.
Sest ta
loved evil. Hated evil.
Vihkas kurja.
Loved righteousness.
Ja armastas nagu hea õigust.
And he was happy to be just a lamb.
Ja ta oli hea meelega lihtsalt tal.
Only do what God showed him to do.
Lihtsalt teha seda, mida Jumal näitas talle teha.
You know, a lamb, if you're a part of the group of lambs, what's it called?
Kari. Kui sa oled lamba karja osa.
You know, you follow the shepherd.
Siis sa järgnud karjas on.
So what do you do if a wolf comes?
Mis sa teed, kui hund tuleb?
Nothing. You wait until the shepherd goes and sorts him out.
Sa ootad, kuni karjane tuleb ja lahendab selle olukorra ära.
What do you do when you're hungry?
Mis sa teed, kui sa oled neljan?
Nothing.
Mitte midagi.
You wait until the shepherd takes you to the next field.
Sa ootad, kuni karjane viib su järgmisele põllule.
What do you do when you get lost?
Mis sa teed, kui sa ära kaod?
Nothing.
Midagi.
You wait until the shepherd comes and finds you.
Ootad, kuni karjane tuleb ja leiab su.
You know, this is how we are supposed to live.
Nii me peaksime elama.
As a lamb of God.
Nagu Jumala talle.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jeesuse nime.
Kina, did you want to share something?
Yeah.
In the end, and then we finish with some awesome food.
Well, you know.
Sit here, I'll get the pizza.
Yeah. Just like, you know, do you want to be obedient to God?
At, you know, tahame olla kuulekad Jumalana.
And do you want to, you know, be in the middle of his will?
Sa tahad tema tahte keskel olla.
I'm reading this book at the moment by a guy called Claudio Friedsen.
Loen praegu ühte raamatut Claudio
Friedsen.
Friedsenist.
He's a Argentinian guy. And he was part of the Argentinian revival.
Ta oli Argentiina selle ärkamise juures.
His church started with about 7 people.
Tema kogudus alustas 7 inimesega.
And it grew to thousands and thousands of people.
See kasvas tuhandetele.
And you know, he writes in his book that always hunger for more.
Et ole alati näljane enama jaoks.
Never decide in your life that oh yeah, I have as much as I need now.
Et ära kunagi otsusta, et mul on nüüd piisavalt nagu ma vajan.
God always has more for you.
Jumal on alati midagi veel.
The question is, do you want it?
Küsimus on selles, kas sa tahad seda.
You know, and how you get it if you want it.
Ja kui sa tahad seda, siis kuidas sa seda saad.
It's through Jesus.
See on läbi Jeesuse.
It's through relationship with Jesus.
See on läbi sütsim suhte Jeesusega.
And being that simple lamb that Chris was talking about.
Et olla selline lihtne tall, nagu Chris rääkis.
So if those stories of David Wilkerson makes you excited and think, I want to see things like that in my life.
Kui David Wilkersoni lood ajad sind elevile, et ma tahaks ka nagu sellised asju oma ellu.
Because it does me. I get excited when I hear that.
Et näiteks kui mina seda kuulen, siis see minda väga elevile.
You know, seeing lots of people saved and their lives transformed for Jesus.
Näha paljused inimesed päästetuna ja nende elud muudetud läbi Jeesuse.
Then what we need to do is surrender to God.
Me lihtsalt ennast alistama Jumalana.
And you know, you need an intimate relationship with Jesus.
Olema väga isiklik suhe Jeesusega.
So I'm going to challenge you to do something now, because it's going to lead us in one more song.
Nüüd ma julgustasin tegema midagi, Chris viime vedama. Teeb järgmise loo.
And during that song, I want you to do something.
Ja selle loo keskel jooksul ma tahan, et sa teist midagi.
You know, I realized once, a couple of years ago, that I've never said I love you to Jesus.
paar aastat tagasi ma sain aru, et ma ei ole kunagi öelnud Jeesusele, et ma armastan teda.
You know, I'd maybe sang it in a song.
Ma olen seda laulnud laulus.
But I've never in a prayer said, I love you, Jesus.
Ma ei olnud kunagi oma palves seda öelnud.
And the truth is, it's really hard to say it the first time.
Esimest korda tundus väga raske.
There was a resistance in my heart.
Südames oli mingi vastuseis.
Because saying to somebody, I love you.
Kellegi öelda, ma armastan.
It's such a vulnerable thing.
Selline haavatav asi.
You know, you're surrendered then for their answer. But the amazing thing is also it makes the relationship deeper. You know, you only say I love you to the people who are close to you. And you know, God wants us to say that. He loves us. And it's beautiful for him when we say I love you. So whether you've said it before or not, I challenge you in this song now to, in your own time, to say out loud, I love you, Jesus. And you know, to show him that I surrender to you again. I want more of you in my life.